Stop! 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 This is not a DVD. 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 This is a backer card. It's a card. It's a card for collectors. This is a movie card. This is not a DVD. Stop! Read! Read the description. This is not a DVD. Still, after this, people will still be ignorant and buy it. This is not a DVD. Stop! Read! Read what this is. This is a backer card. This is not a DVD. Stop and read. Read the description. Read the description.
Hey everybody, I got a cool little video here about some stuff I found at Blockbuster of all places. Since a lot of the local Blockbusters are closing, shutting down, they had some crazy sales. And as you could probably tell by the awesome audio track at the beginning there, I got a bunch of backer cards from my local Blockbuster. They had a collapsible table that had about probably 5,000 backer cards on it. A lot of them were for like random movies they had, but they did have some really cool ones, like this stack I got here, and they wanted 20 of them for $1, so it was a no-brainer. I got like 40 or 50 of them. They just gave it to me for $2. So, there's a lot of really cool art on some of these. It's a mix between video game-related stuff, anime, comic book-related, superhero, that kind of stuff. I just picked out some cool ones. I couldn't go through everything. There's just way too much stuff. So, let me get started here. I got some, well, let's just start the stack. They're in no order. I got, like, Super Mario Bros., Afro Samurai, Dragon Ball Z, Batman, Majin Buu, Dragon Ball Z, Halo Legends, some Hulk, Final Fantasy, Princess Mononoke, Apocalypse, Superman, Wonder Woman, Avengers, Superman and Shazam, some Mario, Punisher, Resident Evil, Captain America, Iron Man. Oh, see with this Captain America one, how it's got like the Blu-ray logo? A lot of them had logos on them, like they would say Blockbuster or DVD or something like that. I tried to get ones that didn't have that, so most of them are pretty clean and look just like a nice cardboard piece of art. I'll show you the backs. There's nothing on them, and it's really thick cardboard material, so they're pretty cool. So I'm just going to keep going here. Iron Man, Super Mario 3, I'll just stop naming them because you can see. A lot of these Mario ones are from that cartoon. So Sonic. Pretty cool artwork on some of these. Some Yu-Gi-Oh! Used to be into that when I was a lot younger, when that first came out. And some of these Yu-Gi-Oh! Ones are made of like a plastic material, so it's not cardboard. Sonic, some Spider-Man, yeah, some of these have really cool art on them, Batman, Scooby-Doo and Batman, Mario, and a couple more Marios. So, that's all the backer cards I got. I don't really know what to do with them. I just thought it'd be fun and interesting since the awesome or the not awesome video games, but the All Gen Gamers podcast, they have that sound clip, and they talked about it in one episode about the guy on eBay. That's where I got that sound clip. So these are the backer cards that I got. I'd go check your local Blockbuster. They probably have tables of these just stacked up. They're not really worth much, I don't think. But they're just cool. So that is basically it, guys. I just want to give you a little heads up, though. I am going to be doing one video a day for the entire week on this YouTube channel and on my other two channels. So 21 videos in 7 days. And I want it's a test, sort of, to see how many views I get on each video, even if I'm putting a video out every day. So, thanks a lot for watching. I am going to close up my Twitter contest tomorrow, so go check out my Twitter to figure out how to enter that. And one last thing, I had a YouTube member, Fallout3Dog, send me a wallet that he made for me, and it is pretty freaking awesome, and I want to give him a shout out. Right here, it's got my Anthony's Game logo, and then it's got abbreviation Nash Time right there. And then on the inside, it's got Portal, Skate, and Pokemon. And this part right here, you can actually put, your ID in. It's got, clear plastic thing on it. It's got, the wallet space and credit card slots. It is really freaking awesome, and I just want to say thanks to him. His link will be in the description. You can go check out his channel. This is really awesome. I've never had someone make me anything, so I'm really humbled and pleased by this. I'm not going to use it because I don't want to ruin it. I just love it too much. I'm going to have it displayed like this up on my shelf. It just looks so freaking cool. So, thank you again, Fallout3Dog. I really appreciate it. And I hope you guys enjoyed this video, and I will see you guys tomorrow.